This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, this is Very Noise, BFM's exploration in all things in the extreme side of music. My name is Ali Johan, and we kicked off the show tonight with Metallica, Creeping Death, from their 1984 album, Ride the Lightning. And we're going to move swiftly along to the next song. We got something from Jakarta, Indonesia, and this is a band called Seringai. Power metal stalwarts from Jakarta, fronted by the charismatic Aryan 13. He formed this band after his old band Pupen dissolved, and Seringai have got a pretty huge following in Indonesia. They even opened for Metallica when the band went there 2 years ago. This track comes from the album Taring, and it's a track about a tragedy in Bandung where a stampede at a metal gig killed some gig-goers. And the backlash of that unfortunate tragedy meant that a lot of gigs had to be cancelled in the city at the time. So this is Seringai with Dilarang di Bandung. Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Devastation, loss of life, depopulation. Secret government hypocrisy. This new world order.
That was New York Hardcore Heavyweights, Agnostic Front with The American Dream Died from the album of the same name. Their 11th studio album came out on Nuclear Blast Records earlier this month. They've got a pretty solid production team for this new record. Agnostic Front working with Freddie Srisian, who's the frontman for another New York hardcore band, Madball. He was the recording engineer for the record. It was mixed and mastered by Paul Miner, who had done work with other hardcore bands such as H2O and Terror. The new Agnostic Front record features guest appearances by Freddie Srisian himself, Toby Morse from H2O, and Lou Kohler from Sick of It All. So a nice all-stars New York hardcore lineup on that album there. You can check it out. It's called The American Dream Died. This is Very Noise, BFM's exploration in everything that's loud and heavy. We've got more tracks coming up after this, so keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, Very Noise, I'm Ali Johan. That was Poison Idea with a track Bog from the new album Confuse and Conquer, a new album by the 80s hardcore granddaddies, which is also their first on the label Southern Lord Records. Poison Idea is still at it with their traditional 80s hardcore sound. Now, an older band that formed a good 30 years ago, up next, Venom. From their 14th studio album, a new one, and it's called From the Very Depth. Venom inspired so many other bands when they came out with two of their seminal albums, Black Metal and Welcome to Hell. That was a good 30 years ago. Of course, a lot has changed in the band since the release of those two albums, and on this record, only the bassist and frontman Kronos is the original member. He's now backed up by a new guitarist and drummer. The new album is not classic Venom sound, but the listeners should be the judge of that. I'm just gonna play a new song from Venom's new record. It's called Grinding Teeth. This is Very Noise on BFM 89.9, and that song was Malaysia's premier metal act Silhanas with the track Santapan Terakhir Raja Bersium. Silhanas formed in 1987 or 1989, thereabouts, in Perlis, the northernmost state in Malaysia. Metal following in the northern states is huge, so I think thanks in part to bands like Silhanas, who've been around all these years and still active, playing an odd gig here and there. Like many metal bands, Silhanas' lyrics often touch on mysticisms and fantasy. They've produced 5 studio albums so far. That track was taken off their 1997 album Gerbang Kayangan. More metal coming up next on the list are Swedish black metal meisters Marduk, out with album number 13 called Frontschwein, which means the front line in German. Marduk have crafted another World War II themed album with this latest one. It came out early this year. Black metal is still the order of the day for this band. They've been at it and been around for some time now. So from Marduk's latest album, this is the title track, Frontshine, on Very Noise BFM 89.9.
Tonight.
from Mastodon's breakout album Leviathan. That was a track called Blood and Thunder. The second album by the band Leviathan sort of gave them a bigger following, shedding light on the formidable four-piece band's brand of metal music that was as heavy as it was really, really catchy. Also, the band's first concept album, which is loosely based on Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick. Now, the world over knows the masterful craft of Mastodon, but you know, I just wanted to take it back to the early days and just listen to how their drummer Brian Daler slayed the drums there. Okay, we've got a new record by noise rock duo Lightning Bolt. They come from Providence, Rhode Island, been around the scene for about 20 years already, and this comes from their latest album, number 6. First one after a 5 years break. The album is called Fantasy Empire. And no surprises, the band are still at it, pummeling through very intricate and punishing riffs with their unique style of vocals sung through a face mask. So from Lightning Bolt's new record, Fantasy Empire, this one is called The Metal East. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, this is Very Noise, our exploration in the world of heavy music. Track was by American band Torch with the song No Servants from their new album Restarter, which is a debut by the band on Relapse Record. Torch started this band to be the heaviest and loudest hard rock band on the planet. So they just released their new album in February. It is a record that's simultaneously hummable and heavy that will appeal to fans of Dinosaur Jr. and Sonic Youth, as it will to Melvins and High on Fire fans as well. Some critics called it pop metal, but the band really don't care. They just want to make punishing music the way they want to. So that was a great new sound by Torch. Now we're down to our last track for tonight. We're going to listen to a doom metal act from Little Rock, Arkansas, Paul Bearer, who are out with their album Foundations of Burden. Paul Bearer received critical acclaim on their debut album Sorrow and Extinction from 2012. It gave the metal world a pleasant surprise with their doomy metal parts that are heavy and elaborate. By the sounds of it, this new album is a bit more epic in every sense. They've also gone more melodic with this one. So before I play out with our last track tonight, if you missed any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my. I'm Ali Johan, Very Noise. We're going to play out with Paul Bearer, the track called Foundations. Enjoy it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.